Handles the ball on time, is really efficient in his angles. You know, they play in a dome, so they're able to kind of use whatever the defense gives them, and he's taking advantage of those things. The group he's got going with him, you know, the two gunners on the outside, 29 has consistently been there throughout the season. 26 is another guy who's had a lot of experience doing that, and they found a young guy. You know, their two gunners have been playing really well. So, I mean, just ball location, timing, hang time, he's been really good just about every game.
Are these as good at coverage units as you guys have gone up against this year?
Yeah, I mean, it all plays into it. You know, the time that it takes to get a punt off as well as it's in the air. But, you know, they've got a good group. They've got good speed. They've got good core guys. And they've done really, really well. Coaching point would just hang on the ball. You know, you can talk as much as you want as a coach about the conditions and the things you're going to face in a game until you get in those situations. You know, guys, it takes a minute to adjust. You know, in those conditions, the ball's going to be a little bit slick. Your uniform is going to be a little bit slick, and the team you're playing is going to be aware of those things, trying to get the ball out. So, you know, there's an extra emphasis there, but we need to hang on to that thing.
How would you explain the relationship to this coaching staff? And then, I mean, are disagreements, or is that just kind of a natural part of working together, fighting for this thing?
Are disagreements a part of coaching in the National Football League?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of everybody working together as one.
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak from my area. Coach Hightower and I talk about things. We disagree on things. The head coach will, you know, have his opinion on things. We all talk it out and come up with the best plan that we can. And, you know, on a weekly basis, you really get into, you know, who's going to be active or inactive or who's going to be available, injuries, you know, different things like that. You know, the discussions, because you're asking me about the entire coaching staff. I mean, I rarely talk to Dal about Dal. I feel like on third and four, this is a good look for us, or, you know, Vic in this situation. I mean, everybody's got their jobs to do, and we all do them to our best ability. And the head coach is kind of the only guy that interacts with all three areas.
You don't give pointers to the D-line coach?
No. None.
Jeff, as the losses have piled up, looking at what we call mental mistakes like fielding punts at the five type of things, or some within your unit, have guys been trying to do too much? Do they begin to press? It seems it can happen in offense, defense. Have you noticed it in some of the young guys?
It certainly can happen. I don't know there's been an abnormal amount. Based on record, I don't know that there's been any more pressing. Now, you know, you're talking about in terms of a football team. You usually get young guys or guys that aren't used to being in situations trying to make a play, hang on to those things. You cite the ball being fielded at the five. Yeah, I mean, in a normal situation, that would be, you know, something we obviously wouldn't try to do. That ball was punted at the 32. You know, which changes a little bit there in terms of what, because the guy's going to be a little bit closer, right? I mean, ball's punted from the 50, he's going to be 18 yards behind, talking about the gunner on that side. So some of those things can creep into it, but I don't know that it's been anywhere reflective of where our season currently sits. Yeah, well, I mean, the conditions played into that as well. You know, he kind of lost his footing with that, but you can play the conditions better than what we did. It's hard for I spent a lot of time on Monday in the game review meeting with our players talking about those conditions, and in my opinion, in those conditions, reactive movement becomes a very challenging situation. You've got to make people do things you know, unnatural to what they're doing. In terms of the protection standpoint, it's going to be really hard for an undersized player. You know, they have a running back rushing, going against Broniker, who's a tight end, to drive him back, right? So the only place that we can't get beat there is underneath and inside, because that's going to be closer to where the ball is being punted. So coaching point would just be, you know where we're at, know what the situation is, know what the conditions are, and play your technique accordingly. It could be a challenge, but both teams are playing in it. I felt like I didn't do a good enough job enforcing that in the week leading into it. We've addressed a lot of those things and spent a lot of time on those things both Monday and we will going forward, because we do play in Chicago and we do have two more home games, and that's likely to occur again. Hard for me to know what he was thinking. I said this a couple weeks ago, we're trying not to let one play beat us twice, and we're trying not to let one game beat us twice, and you never want to make a bad play worse. To say that he wasn't thinking about it, I have no idea, but certainly a young guy who makes a mistake in a game can let that carry over if he's not conscious of trying to correct that.